Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Well, wheat prices have dropped a little bit this week. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said Russia-Ukraine still plays a role in those prices.
Well, if you look on what's going on with prices, we've had quite a dip. You go back to Jude 1, we was running around $7.50. Wallered around, plus or minus 60 cents or so until we got into mid-July. And then we had that report Russia was... exports in Russia had plenty of wheat production on the market. Then they were going to stop the exports out of Ukraine. We got an increase up to $8.50. We've now taken about $1.40 off of that. I think it's important that we watch what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. I think right now what they're saying is that we're going to get that wheat out of there. I think you need to remember that we're expected to harvest a 29.3 billion bushel world crop. That's a record. If you look at the U.S., about a 1.7 billion bushel crop. That's above the last 2 years, 1.65. And hard red winter wheat at 577 million. Watch those numbers as that August 11 report comes out next week.
Corn harvest coming up in Oklahoma. Dr. Anderson says things look pretty good.
Right now, you can forward contract somewhere around $4.74. $4.75. You go back to June, you know, that price was up around $5.50. It came down to $4.60. As we looked, we got more corn acres. The yield's looking really good. The harvest are going relatively good. Brazil and Argentina. You know, we got it down to $4.60. Brought it back up to around $4.75 is the best guess right now.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Pork Congress was held in Oklahoma City this past week. I had the opportunity to speak with National Pork Board's Bill Even, the CEO, who said they focus on three main areas on behalf of pork producers.
So there's three things that the Pork Checkoff is working on behalf of the producers. You know, number one is nutrition, number two is sustainability, and number three is, you know, I would say the ethics side of our business. You know, we do take care of our animals. But specific sustainability right now, the only sustainability producers want to talk about is economic sustainability, right? And that's number one. If you're not in business and not making money, you're never sustainable over the long run. So what we've been telling producers is, you know, realistically, everything that we do every day as farmers of being more efficient and more productive, that's really stewardship and that's really sustainability.
Regarding California's Prop 12, Even said the California Department of Food and Agriculture is now tasked with the regulatory enforcement of Proposition 12. The bottom line, Even said, is that Proposition 12 is causing turmoil in the pork industry and many measures have yet to play out. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.